रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 82 द निकुंबिल याग. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Hearing the proud words of Indrajit, which fell upon the ears of the monkeys like Indra's thunderbolt, they fled in all directions. Anjaneya beheld them low-spirited, haggard, and in the grip of mad terror, and cried, "Friends, what makes you lose heart and you take to flight from the battlefield? Your prowess and valor, where are they? Does it become you to turn your backs to the enemy? Are you not warriors, one and all, and come of noble descent? I shall go before you, and you may follow me in safety." Thus did he put cheer and courage into their hearts, and they in turn were filled with energy and enthusiasm, and armed with trees and rocks, followed him joyfully with a dreadful roar. Like unto fire wrapped in flames did Anjaneya fall upon the Rakshasa host in mad fury, dealing death and destruction all around. Even like Lord Yama destroying all beings on the day of dissolution, Hanuman clean forgot himself in wrath and grief and hurled a huge block of stone on the car of Indrajit. But the charioteer beheld it in time and skillfully took the car far away. So the huge rock failed to smash the car, the driver and the horses, and fell upon the earth, making a deep depression. And countless Rakshasas were smashed to pulp beneath it. Then the monkeys fell upon the Rakshasa prince in a body and kept up an incessant shower of rocks and trees. They slew many a Rakshasa warrior and roared variously in their joy. Dreadful Rakshasas past count rolled there on the battlefield, struck down by large and lofty trees. Indrajit beheld his forces thus destroyed and hit the monkey generals with their keen shafts and brought fear and confusion among the enemy's troops, while his followers sent countless monkeys to their death with their tridents, swords and bars. In another part of the battlefield, Hanuman gave a good account of himself as he annihilated the Rakshasa heroes with trees, peaks and blocks of stone. He barred the way of the Rakshasa army and cried out to his monkeys, "Let us go back. What have we to gain by defeating this Rakshasa? We counted our lives cheap enough. If they could be of any service to Rama and bring joy into his heart, she for whom we fought and killed, she, the Lady Sita, was slain right before our eyes. Let us take this news to Rama and Lakshmana and abide by their orders." And he turned away from the field of battle with all the monkeys after him and sought the place where Rama had stationed himself. But Indrajit saw that his purpose had been achieved and crying, "Now is my chance!" and hastened to the grove of Nikumbala. He built up the sacred fire and offered into it flesh and blood. The fire that sprang therefrom was like unto the setting sun. Indrajit, a past master in such mysteries, offered into the fire the oblations that would bring him and his Rakshasas fame and prosperity. And there stood around him many Rakshasas who were experts in such rites and ceremonies. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dharmurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.